Hello?
Hi there, can I speak with James?
Hey, it depends on who's calling.
It's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to your Scottish redress application.
Oh, right. Yourself at phone me last week?
I think it was one of my colleagues, to be fair.
Yeah.
So, just confirm, is that a good time to speak at the moment, or...?
Yeah, I'm okay for today.
Perfect, yeah, no worries. So what would you need to do today, to be fair? Just confirm a couple of details with yourself, make a very brief statement. And we can look at getting this kind of, you know, process for you then. So just to confirm, I've got your name as a Mr. James Haney.
That's correct.
Yeah, and the best email address I've got is jim-tc@hotmail.co.uk.
That's me, yeah.
Yeah, would you have been known by any other names at the time?
No.
No, perfect, no worries.
Jim, but that's it.
Yeah. I'll put Jim just in case, because it's like, you know, you used to go by Jim when you was younger, there's a chance it might have been wrote on when you filed or something like that.
70, this was 73, so it goes by 77, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, no worries. So it was 1973 until 1977 that you was in there then?
Calderhouse, which is an assessment centre.
And what area is that?
It's not North Lancashire. No, it calls the house would be South Lancashire, sorry. Because that's that was in Blantyre.
And you was in there for 4 years, yeah?
No, that's an assessment you did. You did 6 weeks in there.
Yeah. And where did you go after that?
Then I went to St. Joseph's in Trinent.
St. Joseph's in what area?
Trinent, that's Edinburgh. Is it Lothian? I don't know what part it was, east or west Lothian.
And it's just called...
St. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's. Was it St. Joseph's Care Home? St. Joseph's
Lister D.
Sorry?
It's a Lister D school.
Lister D school.
D for Derek, yes, please.
Yeah, no worries. And how long was you there?
Till 74... 2 years there, then I went to St. Andrews after that. That was run by De La Salle Brothers.
Okay, and how long was you at St. Andrews for, sorry?
To 77, that's when I was released.
Yeah. And what area is St. Andrews?
That's in Helensburgh, how would you call it? I don't know where it's Helensburgh.
Was it Edinburgh?
No, Helensburgh. Which is
Helensburgh.
Yeah, Steve with Faslane, Tambourine Base.
Yeah.
Well, you've heard of this Faslane, it's this area, which is the Gearlock, Gaelic Head, Gearlock. I'm not sure the postcodes, I don't know.
No, don't worry, if it's, like, say, if it's Helensburgh, I'll...
Right, it's Helensburgh, Shandon Rue, R-H-U, it was the actual... town, village that was in. RHU.
That's fine. I can see that anyway, to be fair. Uh-huh. That's no problem. So can you just confirm, sorry, your door number and postcode?
The name?
Yeah.
It's ML42DG.
And that's Community Place?
Yep.
Yeah, and can you just confirm your date of birth as well?
2/9/61.
2/9/61.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you just confirm, how old was you when you went into care? Then you was around 12, weren't you? 12 years old, roughly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No worries.
I think you had to be 12 before. Couldn't be saying that 11 or then. I think it'd be 12. Yeah. We had to be 12.
What was the reason they put you in there then, sorry?
Dog in school and being a bad boy.
Yeah.
It became ridiculous,
like, loads of people I speak to, you know, you was like whacking school a bit and stuff, like, it's not...
I had teachers at school when they were, I think they were after the war, it was. One was a nun and she was evil. She was just a battery at school with rulers, etc., etc. So I couldn't cope. My mum and dad, big families and all sorts of problems, personal problems. My mum and dad, with 10 kids. So
No, of course, that's understandable. So can you just confirm your mother's and father's names as well?
Alexander.
Yeah.
And Mary. It's me, Mary.
Yeah, no worries. So you just tell me a little bit about like the abuse you did experience then. Was the Calder House assessment? I know you was only...
No, that was just... If you fought, you get taken to the barn and fight with each other, battered. You get... You have to get up in the morning and polish floors, etc., do that type of stuff. And then they would wait till you're finished and walk over the top of your boots and have you start again. Just discipline. It was like being in the army type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
But St. Joseph's, it was the worst, because that was the Del Sar brothers.
So just to confirm then, Calder House and...
Calder House.
You were relatively okay there, then you didn't really experience any abuse.
Yeah, not really. It was just... If we're trying to run away, they get battered, plain and simple.
They would actually, like, you know, hit you and stuff like that if you did try.
Oh, definitely, aye.
Yeah, because I know that, like, even, like, obviously, because you might have experienced worse somewhere else, you think, well, it weren't that bad, but that is still abuse as well, so we should still be just be making a note of that, just so...
It's mentally, for a child of that age, it's... I love seeing domestic abuse with my mum and dad, that thing, but watching it with kids and with young lads, boys, 12, 13-year-olds, they're always going to be... And I understand that you need discipline, and I understand that, but you get a size 9, put up your backside and dragged across beds and all sorts of things, you know. So.
Yeah. No, well, so, and then obviously you said after that, you were saying Joseph then.
Yeah. So I was in a dorm, it's called the house was Savio House, number 4. And you're in a dorm with four boys, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
The housekeeper was Mrs. Allison. She was a housekeeper.
Yeah.
So she was in charge of obviously dinners, et cetera, washings, all that type of stuff. But so I was in the bed. I was in the first bed, and there was a man Cooper was in the second bed. But she used to go in and abuse him if you don't understand during the night.
Yeah.
You're watching a woman, say probably in her late 30s, 40s, then, going and touch him up and things like that.
Yeah, and did you ever experience anything like that, or was you just witness to the other boys?
No, but also, what you did, Brother Benedict, and he'd done something in St. Ninian's, was in the jail for St. Ninian's carry on, and he used to bat up in the playground, he just grabbed you and punched you in the top of the head. Bunchy and all that type of thing. His nickname is Bootsy, but he was a very strong man.
Yeah. And what was his name, sorry?
Brother Benedict.
Yeah.
And he was deported to Australia after St. Ninian's, I think.
Right. They used to be just randomly live attacking.
Myself, we've all got it. Everybody got it.
On the school playground.
Mm-hmm. And he had he's the size of a pool table.
Yeah.
Like, he had a circuit board. He was done the electronics, he'd done that type of stuff. And what he'd done was, it was a circuit thing. You had to put your hand in these two bars and each switch on to give you shock.
Right, so for punishment, you used to put you in what was it called?
No, he had a, I don't know what it was, some sort of room he had. So it was a circuit board, right?
Yeah.
Setting up a pool table, say. Yeah. It's just circuits and electronics type things, right? And he gave you two metal bars to hold, and he just flicked the switch, you got a wee shock on you.
God.
Aye.
That's awful.
Aye. Aye. And the usual stuff, usual. Kicked up in the place, like it. And you, aye. There wasn't
any
nice places back then.
No, of course. No, that's absolutely awful, to be fair. Sorry to hear, like, say you had to go through that as well. Is there anything else that you can think of that you might want to note down, or is it, like, say, it seems like it's quite a lot, to be fair, but...
Well, it's probably just abuse, just physical and mental abuse. And back in the day, my mum and dad were in financial trouble, that type of thing. And they would... There weren't all bad people in Mr. Miller and that. They were good. They were good people, but sometimes it was, I think it was that organisation rather than anything else. Not really as well. I think it was they. Brother Albert, Brother Benedict, I can't remember the other ones.
Yeah.
There was five brothers, type things. The other cell brothers, they called.
Do you know how that's spelled? The De La Salle?
D-E-L.
Yeah.
I think it's D-E, sorry. And then it's hyphen La Salle.
L-A-S-S-E-L.
L-A-S-S-E-L, I think so. I'm not sure, quite honestly.
Yeah, that's fine. If it's not 100%, don't mind. It's just a...
You'll find it.
I can make a note and put their name down, you see, as well, and then obviously... I assume there's probably loads of people who've, reported their names and things like that then as well. And then obviously time at St. Andrews, that relatively okay then, was it? Then
it was okay. You didn't do schoolwork, really. You didn't schoolwork on a Thursday afternoon. The rest of the time you were doing the painting department, the engineer department, the garden department. You had to go to work every day, if you understand.
Yeah.
You work then back to your unit. You've done a lot of physical stuff, done a lot of mount orienteering, different things, and canoeing, and done a lot of stuff. That was more kind of... It wasn't De La Salle Brothers, that was just under a different... That must be a government. And it was but it was still strict. You still had beliefs in the class, you know what I mean? You still had people that...
No, of course.
And if there's boys, four, six in the beds, but the dorm, if one didn't make a bed right, so all the mattresses went up on the floor, so we did that again. That's just stupid discipline for we done that anyway, you know. So basically what it made is, we all had to make our own beds, and one he's made it up, so you get battered after the other four, or five, because you didn't do it right.
Right, yeah, I see.
If his bed's not done right, so they would put the mattress up there, and everybody's mattress is on the floor again, so you just start again.
Yeah. And can you just confirm, do you suffer from any kind of terminal illness or anything at the moment?
Terminal, no. I've had a stroke last year, but no.
No, brilliant. I'm glad to hear you anyway.
I'm still trying to work
there. perfect. Good man. And can you just confirm, do you remember your childhood address when you was growing up before you moved into care?
19 Coltness Drive. Coltness Drive.
Is that Belshill?
Belshill.
Yeah.
ML4 some, I don't know the code.
Yeah. No, don't worry, I've managed to find it. It was, or has it just gone? ML4 2G, it says.
Is it still the same? Yeah,
perfect. No worries. And can you just confirm your local GP surgery as well?
Bruce Medical Centre.
Is that Belshill as well, yeah?
Belshill, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the postcode.
No, don't worry, I've got it here anyway. Google's got that, that's no problem. Just one moment. And just one more thing that we do need to confirm as well, obviously. If anything was to happen to you during the time of this claim, we do put down a beneficiary, so, you know, they would to be receive the money. But also, before being paid out, we do need to be contacted to make sure, kind of, you are who you say you are, you know, you was in care during the time and things like that. Who would you like me to put down as the beneficiary for you?
My daughter.
Yeah, no worries. Can you just confirm her name?
Claire, C-L-A-R-E.
Yeah.
And same address.
No, perfect, no worries. And would you have a contact number for Claire at all?
Yeah, hold on a wee second.
Yeah, no worries.
She's joined the prison service. That's a new job this week. It's a second week in the prison warden. So.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant, yeah.
Give me a reset, go hide it for you, pal. Right. I'm just being on hold on it, pal, sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
Go 74.
Yeah.
703.
Yeah.
0.
Yeah.
4124.
Perfect, thank you. So that's everything we need details-wise now, basically. I just want to make you aware as well that when we do make this claim, it's not like we're just clutching at straws and, you know, hoping for the best or anything like that. Obviously, providing you have experienced some type of abuse at the time, then you will be looking at getting yourself some compensation back. Obviously, from what you've explained to me already, then, you know, you definitely have, obviously, experienced
I think... back in the day, we were called wild childs, if you understand.
Yeah.
Your mum and dad couldn't control you. But then you've seen all that, and you're kind of, when I left school, to be fair, I just sat work within a year, and I've worked since. But you still, I've been through a divorce, etc., but I've been divorced, all that type of thing. But it does affect you, because sometimes I've got a son, my wife, Paul, and dealing with him a lot of times, and I can see his traits in me back in the day, if you understand.
Yeah. No, of course, that's understandable. So, but like I was going to say, obviously, in order for us to make this claim, then, all we do need, basically, now is just a copy of proof of ID, so either a passport or a driver's licence or something like that.
Yeah.
And then also proof of address as well, so any kind of utility bill dated within the last 3 months.
Would you email me that, and then I can forward them to you in the email?
Yeah. So what I can do is, do you use WhatsApp? Because I have just sent a message on WhatsApp for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it might be a bit easier if you send, you know, if you can take pictures on WhatsApp.
Right, I can do that.
Yeah, perfect. So I've just sent you the WhatsApp now. If you can just take those pictures for me and send them over, and whilst you're doing that, I'm just going to get the form sent over that we'll need you to sign as well.
Right. Yeah. That's the hard bit.
Thank you. Yeah. So what's probably better, if you get the ID and a proof of address and then just take the pictures first, then you can just send them on WhatsApp. It's fairly, I can talk you through it, to be fair, if you like, once you've got them.
I'm at work at the moment, and so I'll be within an hour or so. I'll do this.
Okay, perfect, no worries. If you're at work
Monday morning, I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, no, of course, no worries. Well, as soon as you send them over, what I'll do is I'll give you a call straight back and we'll just finish off the last parts for you then, okay?
Okay, pal. No problem.
Yeah, no worries. I'll speak to you in the next hour or so then. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Take care. Bye.
Just bye.
Bye.